For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Last week, the New York Times published a piece, Marijuana and a Slower Mind and Body. It was written by Nicholas Bacalar. He took his information from a study that was summarized in the March issue of Neurology. Quote, long-term heavy users of marijuana perform significantly worse on tests of mental agility and physical dexterity than short-term users or non-users, even when they have abstained from smoking for more than 24 hours, new research shows, end quote. Mr. Bacalar did not include any opposing information from drug reform organizations, nor did he indicate much more than the fact that the long-term and short-term users were drawn from a drug rehabilitation program. The only bit of balance that Bacalar provided was an acknowledgement that the results might have differed with marijuana users from the general population. This is New York Times reporter Nicholas Bacalar.
I don't know why I'm being interviewed. What is this about?
The piece in yesterday's New York Times, Marijuana and a Slower Mind and Body?
Yes.
I see that it came from a study that was in the March issue of Neurology.
I don't know if I'm really the person you should interview. Why don't you interview the person who wrote the study? I'm just another reporter. I mean, why would you want to interview another reporter about a subject that requires some kind of expertise in a medical field? I call the expert.
I wonder if you consider the part that you're advancing an idea.
No, you don't understand. I'm not advancing any idea. I'm reporting on someone else's study. That's what I'm doing in that article. That's why I'm confused about this whole, you know, about what you're...
Why are you calling me?
I'm not an expert on marijuana.
Why would you allow this information to be published as part of Reefer Madness?
I don't know what you're talking about. What is Reefer Madness? I don't even know what you're talking about.
I know I burn my bridges every time I do one of these interviews, but occasionally it's good to glimpse the truth as seen from the other side. This propaganda war continues because these major publications continue to print these novelty stories written by unknowledgeable reporters. If Mr. Bacalar had cared to provide balance, he could have noted that an October 2004 study published in the journal Psychological Medicine noted that, quote, an absence of marked long-term residual effects of marijuana use on cognitive abilities, end quote. Drug warriors come in many shapes and sizes. I urge Mr. Bacalar to take a good look in the mirror. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.